You've heard of blood banks, you've heard of sperm banks, but another kind of biological substance also gets put into cold storage to help treat patients with a serious illness. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia reports the use of stool banks for a procedure called the fecal transplant is on the rise for the treatment of C. diff in Pittsburgh and elsewhere.
A fecal transplant is exactly what it sounds like, says Meredith Wisneski. She's chief physician's assistant with the Allegheny Center for Digestive Health.
The fecal transplant is actually taking stool from a healthy donor and putting it generally into the colon via a colonoscopy of the colon of somebody that's been having what we call refractory C. diff colitis, which means they've taken antibiotics, they are not clearing the infection, and therefore this would be the next step.
The healthy stool repopulates the gut with healthy bacteria, allowing the infection to clear. The way fecal transplants used to work is the patients would have to find a stool donor on their own. It could be a family member or close friend. That person would undergo numerous tests to ensure their stool was healthy enough to be used. That process can cost the patient a minimum of $500. But Wisneski says AHN recently started working with a stool bank in Massachusetts.
The stool bank allows, basically what they do is they have a pool of donors that they're constantly screening, and then these are people who periodically donate their stool. The stool samples themselves are also cultured and screened.
This can save the patient money and time, which can be critical when trying to fight off a debilitating illness. Heather Newland knows firsthand how difficult it is to live with C. diff, which can be life-threatening.
You can't stop going to the bathroom at all, and there's a very distinct look and smell. I mean, like, I will never forget the experience. I mean, it's just your insides basically coming out. It's just horrible.
Newland acquired the C. diff infection after giving birth to her son. At the time, the Point Breeze resident says doctors weren't sure what was wrong. When she finally got the correct diagnosis, she started with an antibiotic treatment, but that didn't get rid of the C. diff.
And that's when I started looking into fecal matter transplants, because I didn't know how I'd ever get rid of this.
Newland got lucky, though. Her infection cleared before she went through with the transplant. Others aren't as fortunate. At AHN, doctors have done, on average, 10 fecal transplants a year, but that number is expected to more than double this year. At the University of Pittsburgh's medical centers, about 30 a year are done, and that number is expected to increase as well. Mark Schwartz is a gastroenterologist at UPMC. He says diagnosis is better now that there's more awareness of C. diff.
But, say, 10 years ago, it was pretty uncommon. Unfortunately, Pittsburgh was one of the places where it really became epidemic a little over 10 years ago and sort of really started to make a big splash.
Schwartz says it's unclear why C. diff increased in this region. The National Institutes of Health says its spread could be partially blamed on a more virulent strain of C. diff that's resistant to antibiotics. That's when fecal transplants can be beneficial. Here's AHN's Wisneski.
It's highly effective. Typically, most patients will see a dramatic reduction in symptoms right away.
Wisneski and Schwartz say fecal transplants work more than 90% of the time. The concept is not new. Some physicians have performed fecal transplants for decades, and they've been used in animals for more than 100 years, according to the NIH. So, why aren't they more widely done and done before antibiotics? Schwartz has the answer.
It's not approved by the FDA. It is allowed by the FDA.
The FDA has released a draft guideline on fecal transplants that outlines how and when they should be used. And currently, they're allowed only to treat C. diff.
The FDA has not known how to handle fecal transplant because it's not a medicine. And it's not a medical device. So somewhere in between. And the problem is that every fecal transplant, if it's done from a donor, is technically different material.
And the use of stool banks? Well, Schwartz says the FDA frowns on that.
Their concern is, since these stool banks may have like 5 or 10 donors that then provide thousands of doses, if one of those donors, you know, had false negative testing and actually had a communicable disease, you know, one person could expose 1,000 people.
Massachusetts-based Open Biome is the bank used by the Pittsburgh medical providers. Its website says donors undergo rigorous blood and stool testing to ensure a healthy sample. Aside from possibly saving lives, donors also get a small amount of money when they give. And Schwartz says the stool bank business model makes sense. It allows companies to supply thousands of healthy stool samples to patients in the U.S. But what about the FDA's reluctance on stool banks? Schwartz points out the FDA issued only guidelines, not hard and fast rules. Though fecal transplants are currently allowed only for C. diff, Wisniewski says that may change.
Actually, there's lots of studies ongoing regarding fecal transplants, not just for inflammatory bowel disease, but other sorts of disorders as well. There's even research regarding obesity and how the bacteria in our guts plays a role in the development of obesity.
Besides being done through a colonoscopy, fecal transplants can also be done through a tube down the nose or throat or taken in pill form. But we are still talking about poop here. So I asked Wisniewski.
I feel like I have to address the ick factor here.
You know, really and truly, by the time patients kind of get to the point where they've been dealing with these symptoms for a while, it really isn't a factor.
Heather Newland, the woman who had C. diff, confirms that.
I was ready. I would have eaten it with a, you know, knife and fork at that point. I mean, it was just so, it was so horrible.
Ann Newland says she would not hesitate to have a fecal matter transplant should she ever become infected with C. diff again. UPMC's Schwartz points out,
We all make stool. We all have stool all the time, and we see it all the time. So this is, and at its core, this is just a probiotic, but it's really the best probiotic you can get.
For now, research continues into fecal transplants, and Schwartz expects them to become more common. Open Biome, the stool bank in Massachusetts, says it currently contracts with 556 hospitals nationwide, a number that's also expected to grow. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.